Welcome to the podcast for this week of December 15, 2022. This week, I wanted to share with you my three-part series called Miracle Child. And the title of part one is called How Can This Be? Our first reading is from Genesis chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me for I continue childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer, 3 years old, a female goat, 3 years old, a ram, 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he brought him all these, cut them in half, and laid each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in half. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram. And behold, dreadful and great darkness fell upon him. Then the Lord said to Abram, Know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve, and afterward they shall come out with great possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. And they shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. Our next reading is from the first chapter of St. Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. All of our readings are from the English Standard Version of Scripture. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Miracle is something that happens beyond the natural way of things. In the natural way of things in our world, we are told that with enough time and enough chance, life should be able to form from lifeless chemicals. The problem with this is that the world doesn't actually work that way. There are physical laws that prevent life from forming from lifeless chemicals, yet every time a mother conceives, new life is forming. Life is precious for that reason, and because God has made it precious. God has programmed the world so that life can form from otherwise lifeless chemicals. Now, if I had an ant in my hand crawling around, that is life, as soon as I smush it, all the chemicals that were necessary for life, they're still there, but the component life is missing. Life is precious. It is a gift from God. He makes it so. He gives life and breath. So every child is truly a miracle. Just think that when a child comes into the world, that little person brings an entire lifetime of events. Yet based on the circumstances, we know that some children are actually more miraculous than others. Well, let's go back to the Apostle Paul, what he wrote in Acts chapter 17, concerning all of us. There the Apostle Paul writes, God himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. So every person has a purpose. Like all the gifts God gives, we can live out that purpose to its fullest extent, or we can squander that purpose, and sometimes we do squander the gifts that God gives. Think of the ultra-talented person that you know was letting that talent go untapped, whether obliviously or completely on purpose. It's hard to understand. And then when we get to an age where we can no longer take such things for granted, we can realize it's too late to take full advantage of those untapped gifts. Abram had lived an entire life without a son of his own. When God came to Abram in a vision, he said, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your reward shall be very great." Abram was already advanced in age and childless. His household would go to another man. God said, "This man shall not be your heir, your very own son shall be your heir." He said, "Look toward heaven and number the stars if you are able to number them." Then he said, "So shall your offspring be." And Abram believed him. Lots of people make promises, but God keeps his promises. Big things were wrapped up in this promise to Abram, even the salvation of the world that God was planning. More than 2,000 years later, the angel Gabriel came to a virgin named Mary. Now, the prophecy that referred to this goes back to the Hebrew. The word virgin there is a word which means she had never had any marital relations. This is important because some scholars will only claim that the word refers to a young woman. The angel said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." He said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Mary wasn't just a young woman. She had never had any marital relations of any kind. It was impossible that she could have a child, just as it was seemingly impossible that Abraham and his wife could have a child. This child would be conceived in Mary was a miracle child, born only by the power and working of God, and born out of complete impossibility. Our lives themselves are practically impossible, but Jesus' birth was even more impossible, yet God willed it. Have you ever misused the gifts God gave you, not fully using them, not living as you should, not living up to your full potential? For all of us, it is true to some extent. But Jesus came into the world to resolve all those things. Jesus came that we might have abundant life, and life to the fullest. Not a fallen life, but a life that is redeemed in Him, purchased and bought out of sin. So remember your purposes each day in Him. God has plans for you. He knows your days and boundaries, but He wants you to know Him and find Him. And we do find Him by the working of God's Holy Spirit, who leads us to the miracle child Jesus, who was born, lived, and died, and rose again for us. Amen. We pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, with wings as drifted snow, with eyes as flame. All hail to thee, O lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady. Gloria. For know a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations' lot and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her God, she said, my soul shall laud and magnify God's holy name. Most highly favored lady, Gloria. Of her Christ was born in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn, and Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most high.